Today we're heading all the way to Ransom County, North Dakota, where should be a stone's throw away. Brian Zimprick with us. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Mick.
By golly, are you wet? And anybody combining anything around Lisbon today?
Yes, we're wet, and yes, we got a few combines going right now on some of the sandier soil that drained off pretty good. We got a few guys going right now.
You know, many years that sandy soil is a curse, but by golly, this fall it's a blessing, huh?
Yeah, they're ones that are able to go right now, so.
Yeah. What kind of yield reports or other reports are you getting?
Yeah, soybeans are just really getting going right now, so not much of a yield report to say at this time on soybeans. Small grains, you know, they're average, maybe just slightly below average in that 50, 60 bushel range. Some disease issues that are hurting those guys, but pretty much all the small grains are off now. So,
oh, good.
That's a good thing. So now we can focus on the corn and soybeans and hopefully get to those before too much snow starts flying.
Isn't that amazing? Here, what is today? The 8th of October. This is deja vu all over again from a year ago.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. And, you know, just so I've talked to so many people who say, how much snow are we going to get? And I just end up saying, it's not how. Go ahead and arm wrestle or argue over the snow forecast and all that. It's going to end up as 3 inches of water on saturated fields and ditches that are full and streams and creeks that are at flood stage. So this is a major concern.
Right. Yeah, we definitely need some more days like yesterday and today where the sun's shining. We're up in the 60s, touching 70. We definitely could use a few more of those days over the next few weeks here to so these guys can get into the fields, get the crops off, and head into winter in good shape.
Yeah. Hey, the cows are still out in the pasture around McLeod, I would assume.
Yes, they are. They're living good life right now. Grass is pretty good all the way around because of the water that we've had, so they're doing good. The cover crops that a lot of guys put into the fields here this late summer, early fall, it's going to make some good eating for the cows too once they get moved closer to home. So that's all doing real well for them right now.
Excellent. All right. Well, there's a positive, and the cattle markets were up today, so the calf market especially. So life is, well, a little good anyway.
That's good.
Yeah. Any other?
We need some other.
Yeah.
What's that?
We need, like you said, need all the good news we can get. How about silage cutting? Is that kind of wrapping up, or are we still doing some silage?
Yeah, in reality, not a whole lot has happened yet. Corn hasn't been drying down. A lot of that corn is still immature, and so we got a lot of corn that's still too wet to be even chopped yet. And so I know the dairy's been chopping for a couple weeks now, and we've got I saw another couple guys going here, but the chopping's been slow right now.
All righty. Anything else to report there from Ransom County?
Yeah, you know, we're right in the middle of National 4-H Week. We're putting the push out to get some more members here in Ransom County. And so we're looking to hopefully boost our membership here a little bit and get some new members going here in Ransom County.
For sure. Hey, new clubs or just more members of each club?
Well, we would love to get more members in all of our clubs, and we don't necessarily need any new clubs right now. We just want some more members and keep the 4-H programs strong here in Ransom County.
For sure, and in every county in the area. So,
exactly.
National 4-H Week, you sure work hard at that every year, especially at the Ransom County Fair, one of the premier fairs of the area. So thank you for all of that. And, hey, thanks for the visit today, Brian.
Thank you, Mick.
You bet. We'll talk again soon.
Sounds good.
You betcha.